Please wait. This conference is now being recorded.
I'd like to welcome you all to the Monday night BBS conference call. My name is Wynn Free, and we are having a simulcast on the internet and on the telephone line. And for those of you that were waiting for the music, which normally introduces our call, which is Daphne's flute playing, because it's Labor Day, our normal engineer is off, so Don didn't know where it was. So we are here and wishing everybody a happy Labor Day. And we have a few people on our conference call line. We have Hives. We have, who else with that?
Ann?
This is Randy here, Wynn.
Hi, Randy.
And Cheryl.
And who was that?
Cheryl.
Cheryl, where are you located?
In South Carolina.
Sounds British.
Well, I don't know why nobody ever understands my name. They call me Cheryl, Carol, Michelle, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. Hey, is this your first time on the line?
No. I've been very often, actually.
You've been on? Okay. Well, nice to have you. And
thank you.
And Randy has been sending me emails lately, right?
Yes, Wynn, you got it.
This is the right Randy. And you just joined
got him.
You just joined the Spirit Channel today, right?
Yes, I did, sir.
You see that? We actually pay attention here as to what's going on. You know,
I'm already amazed.
You're on
Wynn?
Yes, who's that?
Hi, Wynn, it's Julie from Ojai.
Hello, Julie.
Hi. Could you give me the change number for the replay line?
It's not changed for Monday. It's only changed for Sunday.
Yes. That's the one I want.
Well, I can give it to you right now.
Okay.
Okay. And anyone else that's listening that wants to hear our Sunday grid healing. Now, you know, what we do on these calls, or what we think we do, or what our sources say we do, is really extraordinary. And even if I tell you, it's not something you should believe until you check it out and get your own experience. But when you listen to these replays, particularly of our Sunday call, our sources continue to pay attention to the replays. So if you miss the real one, what you know, one of the things that's hard for somebody in the Western world initially to open up to the idea is that when they hear things, they think it's happening in their brain and their intellect and their mental understanding. But on our calls, judging from the responses we get, this is what you could call a multidimensional call. It happens on a lot of different dimensions. And hi, everybody. We'll say hello to you in just a moment. It happens on a lot of different dimensions. And it's one thing to hear that with your mind, and another thing to start sensing your energy in all these other dimensions while you're on the call. And, you know, to open up this call, I'm going to have a little discussion about the real significance of that taking place. But, Hives, do you mind if I, since we're on the air, do you mind if I do your job for a moment?
Go for it, man.
Thank you. Just quickly, we're doing a simulcast, and we have people checking in on our phone lines. And normally, Hives is very gracious, and it actually assists me greatly when he does this because he greets the people. And it keeps the, how can I say it, which is, you know, significant. Do you mind if I, since we're on the air, do you mind if I do your job for a moment?
Go for it, man.
Wait a second. Hi, he didn't ask about your job. He asked about my job. People checking in on our phone lines. And normally, Hives is very gracious, and it actually assists me greatly when he does this because he greets the people, and it keeps me, how can I say it? I have a feeling our engineer is screwing up. Let's see who else is up.
Since we're on the air, do you mind if I do your job for a moment?
What's wrong with the recording?
Go for it, man.
Wait a second. Guys, you didn't ask about your job. He asked about my job.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. We just muted everybody. Whoever's running that, let me greet people, please, and turn that audio off. I thought it might have been Don, but Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just making sure you're all here. Okay, I'm going to unmute you. And let me finish greeting people. We don't need to hear my little preamble twice. I don't even need to hear it once, but not twice. So please turn it off, and thank you. Hang on.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted. Unmute themselves.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. You just muted everybody. Whoever's running that, let me greet people, please. And turn.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. So whoever's doing that is continuing to do it. So we're just going to get started. We'll move on. You know, this is where I'm not using this new console.
Oh, hi. Could we just get the number, love? The replay number?
Oh, yes. That's what I was going to do when that occurred. Maybe somebody's listening on their computer at the same time they're listening on their phone, and they don't realize that everything I say is being broadcast over the phone in a delay, you know? I think that's probably what's happening. And so, Sunday replay line, just a moment, is
712-432-1085.
And the PIN is 940-658-POUND. Okay.
940-658-POUND.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Now, Julie, you're one of those people that listens to these calls, and you feel the energy on them, I think, yes?
Yeah, I very strongly do. And I was brought at the Conscious Life Expo to your booth, and I didn't know why I was buying your book or anything, but I had to get it, and I had to read it, and I was on the line. And it was the day that you just skipped straight to doing the energy. The people didn't come in with their little bits and pieces, what they want to put in the light. It was incredible. I felt the energy very strongly immediately and have, thank God, felt it ever since. And I'm very lucky also to have a connection frequently during my day. And I've had so much help from these good energies, I call them. Not only that, but a miraculous life-saving experience on March the 8th at 6 p.m. when I was very, very sick, and I begged Erwin to help me. And he said he wasn't doing a healing, but if I did such and such and so, and so, I don't know exactly what he said, that, you know, it might work. And they did save my life, actually.
Wow. What did you do? I got to remember that.
You said something like if you visualize the energy, the light in your head, and I was lying down in agony, and I managed to do an effort of pushing, seeing the light through my. I didn't have to do much, and they actually took me out of my body for an hour. And the reason I know that is because the next thing I heard was, okay, at 7 o'clock the call's over, and my pain was gone. Prior to that, I was in agony.
Right. Well, I get emails from that from people. And, you know, I take no credit for this. I guess if I give myself credit, the credit I'll give myself is for showing up.
That's huge.
which is huge, because anyone that knows me knows that I don't actually like commitments. I don't like appointments. I like to play it as it goes. And so showing up for these calls has been an act of worthy to give me some kudos for. And then saying, okay, whenever I show up, we'll see what happens. Now, the interesting thing is I started to realize that if I showed up and Terry showed up, or Terry didn't have to be here to bring the energy in, but if I showed up, they would show up. And all I had to do was show up, and they would show up. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to create any effort except the intent to show up, and they'd be there. And, you know, how do I know they're there? Like you guys, I'm like another dumb human, maybe slightly less dumb than a lot of people, but still dumb because I don't know how this works. When you get a group soul talking to you, okay, you know, if you get the idea, I'm showing up and they show up, and then people in my life that have this ability to channel start channeling. And they weren't doing it necessarily beforehand, and they do it when I'm around, because although I'm not a channel, and I say that I've learned this through what I call reverse engineering, because I keep watching it and say, okay, this is how it's working. And so the way that I have come to understand it is that I can hold the space, the energy of the higher realms in my physical body. And you know what? There's a lot of people listening to this that have that ability also, or get close to it. And I didn't know that I could do this until Daphne started channeling. And I said, why is this happening to me? And so then Terry started channeling. So on these calls, I'm holding the space. And we have communications from these guys. And what I realized, and, you know, I learn things by careful observation. I really don't talk about things and say, the Elohim said this, or Ra said this, usually. I don't usually do that because if they just told me stuff.
Entry and exit chimes are off.
If they just told me stuff, I don't think I'd believe them just because they told me. I would consider it. In fact, when they told me things that I didn't validate directly, I pondered it for a long time and tested it and cross-referenced it to see if it could be true. And only then would I talk about it. And what I realize is, and this is true for everyone, and it's how humans grow. And this is a very important point. And it's just a new way this week of explaining something. It has to do with what I was calling calibration points. Each of us has an energy or a hologram connected to our physical body, and that energy has the ability to expand or contract. And it's always changing. I mean, if you walk down the street and you're the least bit sensitive, you're going to respond to the vibrations of the street. You're going to respond to...
All callers are muted.
You're going to respond to the vibrations of the people you meet. You're going to respond to the vibrations of the person if you answer the phone. You're going to respond to everything. And so, to a certain degree, your energy hologram is in a constant state of motion. Or optimally, it would be good if that was so. Now, for many of us, that may not be so. It could be, but it's not. And one of the reasons it's not is because you fixed yourself in your mind, and you fixed yourself and you've set yourself according to many, many past patterns. So wherever you go, instead of responding to energies, you're holding a rigid structure inside of yourself, and you don't even know it because you have lived within that structure your entire life, and that's what it feels like to be you. And I really understand this because when I was younger, I had that kind of a structure, and I was not responsive to things. And I would walk around in my own rigidity of my energy, of my structure, my belief systems. It's kind of like, and you're not wrong if you're in that space. I mean, I was in that space. Lots of people have been in that space. But the key to this is, if you can look at yourself and identify yourself as being in that space, and you have that kind of rigidity, then the first step is consider the possibility that you could move through it and read about that. Read about people that went through that and how they went through it and how they got to be more sensitive to their real self and not this rigid overlay. Now, one of the things that people can do is if they start to consider that they have that rigid overlay, that rigidity, is they can start to judge themselves and make themselves wrong, and I'm no good, I'm rigid. And that is exactly the wrong approach. The first step is to be very compassionate with yourself. You are a product of all your past lifetimes. You are a product of your parents and their rigidity. The sins of the parents are visited upon the children. I wouldn't call it sins, but the energy pattern of the parents, the belief patterns of the parents, when you're growing up, are almost like they're imprinting you. They're cloning you into their energy patterns. And so as you're growing, if your parents happen to have a great deal of this kind of rigidity that I'm talking about, then you're going to have it also. And you might ask, why did you pick those parents? Because you needed to overcome this very pattern, and you picked the parents that would put it on you so you could overcome it. Well, how do you overcome it? I'm rigid all the time. I can't be fluid. When I'm around people, I'm stiff. I'm always trying to look good. I want them to see me, and I hope no one sees this part of me. I got to disguise it, and I got to have this good public image. Well, you know, you're successfully just reinforcing that pattern, and you never deal with it. Now, for some of you, this is resonating and saying, yes, that's me. And for others of you, like, for example, Julie, who just said her experience, Julie, I don't believe Julie was locked in to that kind of rigidity. She came into this lifetime with a lot of openness, but it was like waiting to be like turning on the switch. And when she started coming into our calls, and I'm sure she's had other experiences before that, it's like she already was tuned into energy, and she could tune in very quickly to the energy of the call. And there's other people like that. Some people come into the calls over and over and over and over again, and 6 months later, they send me an email and say, Lynn, I got it. I felt it. I know what you mean, okay? So I would say if you're one of those that feels that rigidity, first of all, don't judge yourself. Second of all, keep coming into our calls and be patient with yourself. because there's a lot of assistance on this call. There's a lot of connection with those energies that are outside of this realm, and they actually, as far as I can tell, from my observations, they have a great deal of, I don't know if desire is the right word, they understand the process of human evolution, and that they're an energy just like your wife's an energy, just like the person at the gas station's an energy, except they don't have bodies. So one of the goals of this call is to create a reference point so you can feel the energy of something, an intelligence that has intention, and that they explain themselves to be a group soul of millions of group souls that can team together and act as one, and they are available on this call because we've learned how to work it, which means they can move into your space. They can project from where they are and move into your space, and you can feel that energy. And this is something you have to test yourself over and over again, because it sounds wacko. Either it sounds like wacko, or it sounds like a religion, which it's not, or it's real. And it's not real for you, even if it's real for me, even if it's real for Julie or other people on this call, it only becomes real for you when it does. So when you listen to these calls and you hear people talking about those kinds of experiences, if you're not having that experience, you can either do two things. You can say we're a bunch of wackos, which is okay, and go look somewhere else in your life for something. Or you can have faith, and faith says, these guys don't sound like wackos. They sound fairly intelligent, real people. So maybe there's something I'm missing, and keep hanging in and see if you can get it. Because I will say, it's not normal what we're doing, and they tell me it's a rather rare opportunity to be able to be a conduit for these energies as well as talk to them. I mean, Terry, who is my dear, close associate, love, and she's able to be a voice for them. So while you are experiencing the energy that I'm claiming to be coming from way up there, that energy, the intelligence in that energy, can communicate with us. And part of what we're doing is we're learning how to recalibrate ourselves. Because when you experience an energy like that, that energy is you, but it's an aspect of you that you have forgotten, that you have, that you have disassociated from, that in this realm, there's a veil, and most people are disassociated from that energy because of the veil. Now, one of the things is people wonder, why is it that way? Why are we disassociated in this realm? Part of it's not your fault. Part of it is there are powerful energetic influences that want you to be disassociated from that, and that if you're watching television, reading the newspapers, following the consensus, you're going to fall under the spell of those influences, and you are reinforcing this program that keeps you rigid, that keeps you in that small space where you feel isolated and alone. And if you want to break out of that space, you need to create the intention to do so. The moment you create that intention, then you start a process. And before you create the intention, you have to consider that it's possible. And so part of this call is for certain people, letting them know that all our evidence says that it's possible. And then the technique is just to create the intention. And the intention has to be strong, because you're breaking through patterns that are very ancient, very old. You know, in Questions and Answers with the Elohim, which is the online book that I wrote with Terry's Challenge, they talk about growth repeating patterns. Growth repeating patterns. Now, when they were saying that, they were talking more about planetary evolution, where planetary populations get to a certain place in their evolution, and then it all falls apart. They either explode or they destroy themselves, and then all those beings on those planets are energy forms. Sometimes they're not in good shape, and these group souls maneuver and move these energies from one place to another so they can continue their path. And some of us are old souls that have gone through a lot of these growth repeating patterns, even in other planets, in other star systems. And here we are on Earth again. And on a smaller level, humans go through the same growth repeating patterns. We come back lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and we carry our little computer that programs our DNA, and we have different histories, but we're repeating the patterns sometimes hundreds of lifetimes in a row. And you would think that people wouldn't do that. You would think, well, oh, didn't I learn something last life? Maybe. Sometimes people devolve. They go backwards. Why would you devolve? I'll give you an example of devolving. Somebody comes through that's really got a very big energy pattern. And they also have a nature of their sexual expression. And then they find some babe that is their perfect thing of their sex expression. And but that person is nowhere near able to hold the energy of what we would call the more expanded person. And so they will go into that expression, and they don't know what they're doing. It feels good. And before you know it, they have to match the energy of the person that they're involved with, that they're having a relationship with, because that person can't expand to their level, but they can contract to the level of the person. And they're going to go through the whole life in that level of contraction. And when they die, and they reincarnate, good chance they're going to still hold that level of contraction for a while until they meet somebody that can expand them. And I mean, that's one way that maybe you can intuitively grasp how easy it is to devolve in this realm. Because every time you're here, you got no idea what's going on. It's like, you know, no matter what you did in the past, until you get triggered by someone who holds the higher matrix. That's what happened with Daphne and myself. And it's like it happened with David and myself. There were different distinct periods in my life when I met people that triggered something, and it took me totally out of whatever matrix I was in, and it took me years to integrate it, to say, hey, I think that's real, because initially it seemed crazy. So some of you that are listening, this might sound crazy, but the circumstances are, is that the more you study the experiences I've had in the last 10 years, and you really look at them, you have to ask yourself, how can these things happen for someone if, in fact, they're not real? I don't ever, interestingly enough, somebody sent me a channeling recently, and in this channeling, and this for me is a key for figuring out things that are from a lower level or even negative that are trying to control you. On the surface, it sounds a little bit like what we do. And if I was like being that person on the other side that was channeling, I would be saying, I'm going to make up a name because I don't want to say the channeling. This is, what's a good name? Mushkash. And I come in the name of Jesus and Metatron and all the angelic hierarchies, and I am here because we're going to deliver your planet. And I mean, they went on and on about all their credentials. And I said, you know, maybe that's true, but what are they doing? They are establishing their authority within a hierarchical structure, and they are tempting me to give up my power to them because they're coming in such a hierarchical structure that, man, I better listen to them, because if they're connected to Jesus and Mother Mary and the Ascended Masters and all of this. Now, I'm not saying they're not. But I certainly am not ready to lay down my own authority, which is what they're asking me. They say, we're going to save you. We are monitoring the earth. Nothing bad can happen. And so, yes, that would be nice, and maybe it's true, but I can't validate it. And if you notice on these calls, we stand on the authenticity of the vibrations you feel. We stand on the wisdom that comes through our sources. We don't stand on any kind of hierarchy, or that I am here because I'm under someone else's authority. In fact, my sources don't ask me to be under their authority. They say it's a co-creative relationship. And all of you listening, no matter how many times you come here, we always start from zero. We don't start with, here is Wynn, and he's channeling the creator of this realm, and da-da-da-da-da. You know what? If I had that in my mind, I couldn't show up so much. I only show up because I'm just another die in a body in this realm, and yes, I've learned to do some extraordinary things, and yes, there's people benefiting, but I am not doing it. I am just like a guy that has a bigger rector set, is learning how to put things together and say, oh my God, that works, and if I do that, this works, and you guys are part of the experience. We're experiencing it together. Many of you who have been watching these calls for a period of time see the shift, see the changes, and see your own shifts and changes because of the energies on the call. Now, here I am. I'm giving Terry a break, and I'm talking about this stuff. And before we go in and talk about grounding, because oftentimes we talk about all the celestial stuff, and grounding has to do with the connection to your physical body and your connection to the earth. And it's a very important part of completing your hologram. And we're going to talk about what that means with our sources. And I just want to say one thing before we bring them in, and that is this Saturday, Carla Rucker and I and Terry are going to do something that, for me, it's epic. It's an epic thing. And we're going to, starting at 10 a.m., I haven't made an announcement. I have to put up a web page. But at 10 a.m., Terry is going to channel, Carla is going to channel, and I'm going to ask questions. And we've been talking and having human conversations with Carla on Carla's human side for quite a few months now on Monday nights. And, you know, I've never asked Carla to validate Terry. And of her own accord, she brought it up and said, let's do this. And decided that she trusted Terry's channelings. And Carla is very tough. And she's, you know, this is not just like entertainment. This is like bringing in huge group energies and making them available in a public way. So put it on your calendar and make sure there's going to be an email or two that come this week that remind you about it. We're not going to charge a lot of money. The money is going to go to Carla. It's going to support all of our work. We'll probably charge $11, and it's a donation, so people can donate less. And obviously, Carla and I have pretty much the same intent here, that we don't want anyone to be denied this work because they can't afford it. I mean, Carla has thousands of pages of her quo channelings over 25 years on her website available, you know, no charge. And so put it on your calendar. Don't miss it. It's kind of historic. Carla is one of the most respected channels on the planet. And I am quite honored that she has trusted me to hold the energy in a positive enough way, and Terry to hold the energy, that we can do this kind of collaboration. And if it works, we may do it once a month. So starting this Saturday will be our first trial, and I hope you guys all show up to hold the energy, because as you know, you are creating the protection, the connection that allows this to occur. And on that note, are you there, Terry?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Here. Yes.
Okay. So I do this invocation to the light, which sounds a little bit like a prayer, but I would never call it that. I call it just a very strong intention to create connection with the higher realms. And as I do this, if you're listening, track the words, feel the energies, and if you haven't felt the energy yet, which is already present, you might feel it as we start this. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person on this line, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy that radiates from the positive center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the solar system, through the outer energies of the earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the earth. And right now, we all invoke a group consciousness coming together while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our individualities. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, operating in the law of one, to join with us and create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And take a moment and shut your eyes and see if you can feel their energy, usually coming through your crown chakra, the top of your head, making connection with you. And what you're feeling is coming from, in physical terms, very far away. It's coming through a lot of matrices and a lot of energy fields. And it's coming to connect with you. And of course, if you're listening for the first time, you can just listen with your mind and you don't have to make this connection. And they honor your free will. So you have to want the connection before it'll occur. So we wait for our sources to identify themselves.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. This is the 6th of September, 2010, and we are delighted to be with each and every one of you who are connected to the call or will be connected to the call or read the transcript at a later time. It is our delight, and it brings a smile to our energy space, and we are in the process now of connecting and touching each and everyone who wishes that connection. And we do hear your prayers. We want you to know that your prayers are heard. We are of such high frequency, and this is Ra'an. We are of such high frequency that at times you do not see us. Like beyond a spectrum within which you are used to. And that is why sometimes you feel that your prayers are not heard. But we do sense, feel, know your prayers. Do you have questions?
Yes. We want to talk about the idea of being grounded, which could you maybe just explain in your terms how you would describe what it means for a human to be grounded and why that's important when they start to connect with celestial energies?
As you reside in the earth density, which is beset with many frequencies, one of them the Schumann resonance, you are within the earth plane and would at some point, like an astronaut, you'd be propelled to outer space then, and you were not grounded then, you would then begin to lose muscle mass. It is the magnetism of Earth, the gravity of Earth, that grounds you to the Earth. And it gives you a sense of orientation. If you are located in one area, it does not have all of the same frequencies and resonances of that of another area of a different longitude and latitude and altitude. So the texture of the Earth, for instance, in Stona, Arizona, there is much iron in the rock. And the individual at a subconscious level then senses this frequency of the iron. And it uses it much like a GPS system to orient and to locate itself so that when one might move to another section of the country, they may feel everything is different, like a little bit of disorientation as they seek to get grounded again. So in grounding oneself, then to connect with our energies, one can tune non-linearly to very high, high frequencies where we reside. And it is like increasing your broadband spectrum of senses.
Now,
when, yes.
Excuse me. I was just going to say, primarily grounding starts with the Earth. And you mentioned Sedona, and I would assume that different areas, some areas are easier to ground to, some are harder, and maybe there's general areas that are easy, but then there's areas where an individual, because of their own track, might find it easier to ground in, like in a beach city. Some people would ground easier in a mountain city, and some people might ground easier in a city, like a big city. Could you comment on that?
Well, as a person lives his or her life within the earth plane, they bring within themselves in their DNA, a harmonizer, a disc of memory, as the DNA has ability to magnetize and memorize. And so when they would be in a certain area that they have been before and have been magnetized to, then they would feel more comfortable and more at home and more grounded.
Thank you. So if people are thinking of moving, that's something that they could ask or figure out, where do they feel most grounded? Whereas most people don't have the option of moving very easily, so they have to work with what they have. They've built structures, they've jobs, whatever, and all those things, I think, are part of grounding as a secondary level to the Earth. Do you want to comment on that? Am I correct there?
Yes. Structures such as buildings or mountains or bulky structures of stone have more density, more of a pull. And one can then connect with that in a grounding manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know what? We just started this, and I talked too much. I was giving Terry a little break from having to spend too much time channeling this session. But I think it's something that we can talk about some more and try to help everybody get tips. But if you're on our Sunday grid healing, you know that we always start off with connecting with the earth. And maybe we should finish this call. I ask you to take your shoes off and feel the vibration of the earth as it comes through your feet. And become familiar with that so that wherever you are, you can tap into that and it creates a certain security. And I wanted to tell another story. Do our sources have anything to say before we say goodbye?
We appreciate you and appreciate each and every person on the line and the ones that will listen and connect. It is sacred, and it is the beginning of a change wherein people can become more fulfilled and can open themselves to miracles in increasing their speed towards their fulfillment.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. It brings tears to our energy eyes.
Thank you. You know, on Wednesday, on our Wednesday night conference call, I'm going to share what happened to that gentleman that we did a collection for who had five kids. And the miracle of synchronicity, I think it was a miracle. It could have just been coincidence, but it changed his life. We think. So listen in on Wednesday, and I'll share that story, and we'll be answering some of your questions. And keep in mind, Saturday morning, Carla Rucker, Terry, and myself all having an amazing session for the first time. And on that note, I'm going to say goodbye to everyone. Goodbye to everyone that's listening on the replays. I'm going to stop the recording now. And we'll see you soon.
Press 1 to stop recording. This conference is no longer being recorded.
And are you there, Terry?
Yes.
Okay, Don hasn't cut us off yet. All right. We'll see
you. Callers are unmuted.
BBSradio.com. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. This is BBS Radio. You've got Spider Turner. When I turn on my computer, it's the BBS, baby.
your toe. Why do they have no shoes? Why do we have so much shoes? If they have none, then we'll have none too. Inside these shoes we do.